Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at Friends of Kevin. So excited to get Jennifer May with us from Precious Solutions Virtual Assistant Services. Jen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Obviously, the first question, what do you do? You know, you hear people, oh, I'm a virtual assistant, and people are like, okay, what's that? So what's that?
Right. Well, basically, I help other businesses with the tasks that cause them stress or overwhelm and don't make them money. So let's say they have some billing to do or some scheduling or appointments or running their calendars for them or just projects with spreadsheets. They need a bunch of things put in a spreadsheet. I'll take time and I'll do that for them. And it frees them up to go out and do the things that they enjoy doing, and they don't need to worry about the stuff that has to get done and not get money for that stuff. So basically, yeah.
I really like that, Jen, because a lot of us struggle with that. You know, you're thinking about, well, maybe I should hire someone. But when you're honest with it, you're like, I don't really have a need for a full-time person. But, you know, we get caught up in the day-to-day stuff, like you said, you know, doing, you know, putting stuff in spreadsheets, you know, or spending time organizing. It makes sense because I really like what you said. And I have to say this to myself and friends all the time, Jen, how do you make money? Go do that. Anything else, you're wasting
right.
time. You know, you can outsource that, you know, to someone like yourself. Hire that virtual assistant and then go focus on how you make money. Because a lot of us struggle, you know, there's only so many hours in the day, and you get caught up in doing some clerical thing that you should have outsourced to Jen and focused on your business. So that's basically how you
exactly.
help people, right?
Yes, yes.
So talk to me some more about some of the other things you do as a virtual assistant. Some of the other services, just so people can understand it.
I do a little bit in helping with their invoicing and their QuickBooks. I also will post to social media for them. I don't do the marketing piece or anything like that, but I will put up posts, so because that's time-consuming, and no one really has time to sit there and do that. Basically, any task I will do, and if I don't know how to do it, I will Google it and go on YouTube and learn it that way, and I actually learn it all in my own time because I feel that's another tool in my toolbox to help someone else later down the road.
That is awesome and stuff. I really appreciate that. Now, give me examples of the types of clients you help. It seems like you could really help anyone, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I really do love the trades. That's my love. I come from working at the phone company, working with technicians outside, and I just really kind of got used to working with people outside and working, and the trades are just so busy, and they don't have time to sit behind a desk and do clerical work when they need to be out making money and servicing their clients and doing everything like that. I will, however, work with other people. I have a coach that I work with, digital marketing agency, a publisher, so I will never say no to anyone, but my main focus is I really do love the trades.
Now, Jen, is everything done virtually? Do you ever go to a client's office?
Absolutely. Actually, I have a contractor, and today I was there this morning filing for him. So my biggest thing is I like to work with local people. Even though I'm virtual and I can work with anyone anywhere all over the world, I like the local people because I like to meet them. I want them to know who I am. I can go to their office and do anything they need. So I just think it's just much better customer service for my client. So I will definitely travel.
Now, Jen, how about a situation where I take on a big project and I just need you for a couple weeks, couple months? Is that something you can do, is just call you when I need you?
Absolutely. So, for example, right now I'm doing a project where someone had a bunch of business cards, and they just wanted them all entered into an Excel spreadsheet. and I will do that for them and give it back to them. And so you don't need to hire me for months on end or anything like that. I'll do single projects, but I'll also do long-term, either one.
Yeah, because like I said, I see this a lot. You know, I call it, I need a sometimers. You know, I'm not looking for someone a set amount of hours a week, but just there's times when we find that we're falling behind. And as you mentioned earlier, the start of the show, that stresses us out. You're like, oh, I've been meaning to get to these business cards and follow up with these people. So like I said, if I'm in that situation where I just have a specific task, I can bring you in to take care of that for me?
Absolutely. And the great part about that is with a W-2 person, you have to pay them for 40 hours no matter what. You have to cover their breaks. You got to do disability and workman's comp and all the stuff that comes along with it and pay them sick time. Whereas me, you're just paying for the task at hand. So I literally set a timer as I'm doing my tasks. And then when that's done, I just bill for that amount of time. You're not paying for anything extra for me to just sit there.
That's the key, like you said. It's on demand. When you need it, you're there. If you go into a period where you just don't need the assistance, you don't have to pay for it. I think that's really big. So now, obviously, at this point in time, you have some time in your schedule to take on some new clients.
Absolutely. I love taking on new clients, and I'm eventually wanting to branch out and build an agency so I can help other women come on with me and do the same thing that may want to work from home. Maybe mothers, new mothers, or people that are retiring and just want something fun to do on the side. So that's my ultimate vision.
That's kind of cool. Because that's what's nice about what you're doing. Like you said, as you start to build out your team, you know, you can be like, well, Jen, you know, I have time on Wednesdays I can work. You know, as you look at people that maybe have family obligations or other, you know, students, so you can kind of find things for that person to do when they're available. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't care when the work's done as long as it's by deadline. And if you want to do it in the middle of the night or,
That's what's neat about what you do. Like you said, you can do it around other things. Because like you said, if like, hey, you know, I need this done for next Tuesday. If you want, like you said, you want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning on Sunday and do it, as long as it's done by Tuesday. You know, unlike a traditional job where like, oh, you know, Jen, the hours are 9 to 2. This is, you know, hey, you have an hour here, an hour there. You can, as long as you get it done on time for your clients, you know, they're happy and you don't have to work around someone else's schedule. That's got to be pretty cool.
Exactly. Yeah, it is. That is the great part about this job is the flexibility, for sure. I really enjoy that.
Now, Jen, walk me through the process. So someone reaches out to you and says, hey, I need you to do X. How does it all work? You know, do you typically meet them? You know, how does it all come through? How does like clients get you files or business cards? Do you have a way for people to send you stuff electronically to work on?
Yes, so we could do electronically. I do have a number of clients that send me things electronically, but like I said before, I do love meeting in person. I just feel that's really important for them to see the face behind the computer and get to know me, and then maybe they could, you know, trust me a little more than just being someone that they have no idea who I am. So that's what's really important for me in my business. But they can definitely send me stuff electronically as well. I do have some clients that are not in this state, so we work that way. There's a number of ways we can communicate, whether it's through Slack or email or text or anything like that as well.
Now, that is really cool. So now, Jen, how do people reach out to you? How can they learn more?
Well, they can call send me an email at jen@preciousolution.com, or you could call me at 603-717-5978.
Jen, I really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye now.
You too. Bye.